Monday to Friday at 10 till 2 with an array of different stuff. You never know what you're going to get with the programme. Sometimes we make you laugh, sometimes we make you cry. And hopefully you learn a lot each day as well. Next on the programme, a Suffolk entrepreneur is embracing local businesses in her pop-up boutique as the high street continues its fight back after the pandemic. The Cactus Club in Woodbridge Thoroughfare opened its doors recently, and it sells all kinds of stuff. Locally made products such as handmade cloths, cosmetics, there's candles, there's homeware. We sent Connor Bennett along to do a bit of shopping or reporting yesterday. We're not quite sure what he was up to when it comes to Connor, but here's how he got on.
I'm here at the launch party of the Cactus Club. It's a new, amazing shop here in the Woodbridge Thoroughfare. I'm here with the owner, Emily. So tell us a bit about the Cactus Club then.
The Cactus Club essentially is a pop-up shop. We've taken it over for a short lease. We've got lots of different businesses in here. We sell on their behalf. It's about supporting small, local, independent businesses.
Like you mentioned, it's a pop-up shop. For anyone that doesn't know what that means, me included, have no idea what a pop-up shop is, really. What is a pop-up shop? Because they really are the new thing. For the want of a better way, they're popping up everywhere.
Yeah, essentially what a pop-up shop is, someone comes in, they take over a short lease of the shop. They either can put in their own products, or what it seems to be is that they get local independent businesses in. People who have either just started up, small, that probably wouldn't be able to afford a shop rent. It's just all about supporting small independent businesses made locally, really.
Why now?
Well, I kind of feel like it was the best time, trying to all come back from a pandemic. So people have really struggled over the last year. A lot of people have also set up businesses over lockdown when they couldn't do anything. So being able to have like an outlet for them to be able to come and sell their products and be able to get their name out there.
You yourself, you're a business owner, you must have really kind of felt the struggles the last sort of 18 months. So how important is it for not only for you to do this venture, but also to support other businesses like you mentioned there in the area?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's never been more important to be able to support like local businesses. Online obviously took off over lockdown, but I think it was only for like bigger brands. Like, if you're a small brand, you're a tiny fish in a massive ocean. Being able to have a space where people can come and see your products and like feel them, like they love that, and being able to have a place where people can kind of come in and wander and have lots of different things under one roof is really amazing, and people have absolutely loved it, so it's good.
We've had to come into the back room because it's so rammed in there, so many people, so I could actually get like a half decent interview with you. So everyone's supporting it in the local community, aren't they?
Yeah, they've absolutely loved it. So beforehand it was a kind of a bookshop and it sat empty for a while, so people love that, like a chain hasn't come in and taken over. Like, they really didn't want that. They wanted something that was small, local. They've been amazing. They've been really positive, they've been really supportive, they've said lovely things. Loads of people have come in and bought, like, spread the word. It's been really overwhelming. It's been really lovely how people have taken it, so we're really pleased with it.
Just being around, I've seen some of the brands already. We've got some really big brands. We've got like Hoax, who are big in Suffolk, obviously supported by Ed Sheeran. There's some really niche, small little companies, and of course, going by the name, there's cactuses everywhere, which is wicked. So tell us a bit about what's here at the Cactus Club.
We try to keep a really nice variety of brands in here. So we've got, like you said, like the cactuses, the geraniums, candles, we've got clothing, we've got homewares, we've got like headbands, we've also got some really cool artists in here. We're trying to keep it like really quite cool and obviously as local and everything as handmade as possible. Everything's actually also at a really reasonable price as well. It's something for like everyone in here, which is great.
So just how many businesses have you got here, local businesses?
So at the moment we've got 19, and then by the beginning of November we'll have 24. We've got a lot more small businesses contacting us, so we're starting to curate a wait list, so hopefully we'll be able to fit more in. And then we are hoping to pop up in a couple more locations next year, so we will be able to kind of keep spreading the small business love.
Yeah, my name is Jason and this is Archie and we're from Hoax.
So gents, we're here in the Thoroughfare in Woodbridge. We're at the Cactus Club launch night, so it's a bit different to what you guys usually do. So why did you guys decide to bring your stock here and sell at the Cactus Club?
Yeah, well, you know, we met Emily and we came into the store, and yeah, it's a little bit different to where we would normally stock our stuff, but we're from Woodbridge and it's a really cool vibe in here, so we thought, you know, let's just give it a go, and it's just been super successful.
The shop has got a good vibe to it, hasn't it? Definitely got some good passing trade through the Thoroughfare, and obviously being a local brand, got lots of supporters locally that see the vinyls on the window, pop in, have a look at what's available, so yeah, it's doing quite well.
Well, Hoax is a big draw for this place, I think, because you guys are such a well-known brand. Obviously some huge names, Ed Sheeran, whatever. Connor Bennett loves Hoax, that's it. So what does it mean for sort of a local business like Emily's, the Cactus Club, to have a big brand like Hoax supporting.
I mean, it's nice of you to say that.
If people knew what it was really like at Hoax, they wouldn't be thinking it was a it's lovely to be a part of the Sharp Act. And it's actually quite encouraging for us, because during the pandemic, we were focusing mainly on online sales and building our website and how to gain new customers online. And now things have opened back up again. It's been quite good for us to get back on the high street. Obviously, we've done the pop-up shops before, which were successful, but this time somebody else is doing it for us, and it's working quite well.
Yeah, it's going really well.
So how important is it then for local businesses around Suffolk to support each other? Because, like you mentioned, just come out of a pandemic, it was terrible for everyone, let's be honest.
I think it's vital that we bounce off each other, especially because there's such a boom in online sales, which is great in its own right. I think that is awesome. But yeah, I don't want to see like the death of the high street.
No, that's right. Yeah, I agree with that. You know, online is great, but I'm a customer myself of other brands, and I just love go to a shop and you can pick up a garment or a product or whatever, and you can physically see it. You know, that's a great thing, and you know, keeping that going is a good thing, and we're pleased to be part of that.
Tell me about the best thing about tonight then. Good music,
the
great vibe.
Punch.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Rum punch. We love the rum punch.
Yeah.
Gents, thank you so much for your time today. Keep doing what you're doing. Everyone loves Hoax. Real Suffolk brand.
Cheers, man.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Hello, I'm Laura, and I run Lulu Blue Millinery, which is a small independent business in Suffolk making hats and headwear, bespoke and all handmade from my studio.
So tell us a bit about what we've got there. I've just seen you've got such a big range here. They're here, there and everywhere, and they're all beautiful.
Yes, so I've got some headbands in store. I've got some hats, headpieces. As I said, they're all handmade. I make all the bases from Cinemae, which is a natural fibre product. I wire them, pad them. All the material is hand sewn over the top. So every piece is unique. Lots of different styles, sizes, silk bows as well. Large, medium, some small ones, the little ones. Plenty to get your hands on.
We've talked a lot this evening so far about sustainability. I can see that's something that's quite important to you, and as well supporting other local businesses. How good is it to be here at the Cactus Club on the launch night? So many nice Suffolk brands here together.
Yeah, it's great. It's lovely to be a part of something that's a bit special and a bit different. I've not had my hats and headpieces in a shop before. This is the first time for me. I normally sell them word of mouth. People come to my studio and have bespoke items made or through my website. So it's great to have a bit more exposure, get the word out there a bit more. And as you say, with the sustainability, it's nice to be doing something local and not putting too much of a carbon footprint down, going too far afield. It's great. Great to be a part of it.
Connor Bennett there talking to Emily Hicks of the Cactus Club in Woodbridge, also chatting to Archie and Jason Carter from skateboard clothing brand Hoax, that we know Ed Sheeran's a big fan of, and also Laura Jolly from Lulu Blue Millinery all over there in Woodbridge. Thanks, Connor.
We've come so far, and we've reached so high, and we've looked each day and night in the eye, and we're still so young, and we hope for more.
We've come a long way,